All right, 2:23 p.m. on Sunday, October 10th, 2021. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly's preview of the Memphis Grizzlies. I almost said the Milwaukee Grizzlies. Well, anyway, the Grizzlies' moves this offseason were a little bit strange. They make sense, though, if you're thinking from a couple perspectives. One, they're going to have a lot of salary cap space next year. I don't know why. It's a better year for free agents than this one, but I don't know who they're saving for or if they're trying to open up space to do some sort of mega trade of some sort. It's definitely possible. But they took on a lot of salary for players that are not on their roster from other teams. They've traded for several players and then cut them, which means they have to pay for the players for the season if you're not a salary cap person. And they also traded away some players who were pretty key to their overall rotation last year. They got rid of Valanciunas. I could never say that name. All these white people and their unpronounceable names. And speaking of unpronounceable names, Grayson Allen. They also got rid of him, and it doesn't make sense considering those guys were part of their rotation last year, but it makes sense if you look at this team and see that they have some good young players in Triple J and Brandon Clark, who are players who could be potential stars, and these players did not get very many minutes to develop last year, so... And it was hard to justify them getting a lot of minutes last year if the goal was to win. So they've removed all the temptations from the coach to play good players. And are we set some positions? And we should finally be able to see these guys get to develop. But unless these guys take a pretty big step forward, it also means the team is probably going to be worse overall this year. It's going to look more like a traditional rebuilding team than it's looked the past few years. Ja Morant has been so good that he has made a team that was supposed to be rebuilding, not a rebuilding team. And they had to get rid of other players to hopefully give them like one good rebuild year. So yeah. Anyway, though, definitely worse. That's the verdict. All right.